Gundam Power Make Up! Created by Opal Song. So, I know I've done a lady AU of Gundam Wing already, but I don't think I've ever done a magical girl AU for Gundam Wing before. So now is the time. And magical girl AUs and Gundam Wing. Okay, so here's the thing. Any of the Gundam guys would be hilarious magical girls. In fact, okay, so here's the thing. Backtrack. Way back when, way back when I was a baby Opal, and I had just gotten into fan fiction maybe the year before, and I was hardcore into it. One of my very first fandoms that I was into was Sailor Moon. And I used to read tons of Sailor Moon fic and tons of Sailor Moon crossover fic. Specifically, like, I remember being into Sailor Moon in general, but I very specifically remember being hard into Sailor Moon Gundam Wing crossovers. Hard into it. It was a giant thing. What I am not sure I ever read, and definitely don't remember if I did read it, was a Sailor Moon Gundam Wing fusion, where the Sailor Scouts are reincarnated, like the planetary princesses are reincarnated as Gundam pilots. And to me, this is hilarious because, I mean, it already kind of maps. I think I'm going to map it the same way as was the, like, original pairings. But, like, okay. So, obviously, in this case, hero is Sailor Moon. Like, that's just what you do at this point. Hero is Sailor Moon. He's the quote-unquote main character of the series. It is really hilarious to think of Hero having to use love as his power. Because Hero and his emotions are maybe not the most in touch, even though he believes in being in touch with your emotions. Yeah, that's really hilarious. I remember pretty solidly that Troa is Jupiter, and I stand by that, if only because they're both tall and have brown hair, and their color that is associated with them in my brain is green. So, like, it works for me, personally, Troa as Jupiter, lightning powers and all that jazz. Okay, so here's where, oh, right, and Wufei is Mars. That, I believe, is also, like, pretty standard and pretty obvious in my brain, at least. Again, because color association is red for both of these characters, and both of these characters are the most traditional characters of the group. Mars in Sailor Moon is a priestess at a temple, and Wufei is Wufei and was a scholar, and is very passionate about his heritage. And now we have Duo and Catra. And here, I forget exactly who generally mapped onto who, or normally was paired with who in the crossovers. But I am going to say Catra gets Mercury. Both, we're going real visual here, which works for me in this case. I'm pretty sure Mercury and Catra's haircuts are fairly similar. Anyway, they both have short hair. Catra's obviously is not blue, but Catra is also the sort of the most intellectual of the five, barring Wufei's scholar self. But he's sort of the most tactical and the most I'm going to think about this thing. Yeah, and it works for me. Which leaves Venus as, like, Duo being the reincarnated Venus, which I think is hilarious because he like legit uses love as a power and just is over the top and has that hair. And also I can definitely see him running around in a mask being slightly antagonistic to Heroes Sailor Moon. That would be really funny. Also, this sort of patterning out means that Relina would be the perfect tuxedo mask character, being the Prince of Earth, which she becomes Queen of Earth canonically for a hot second in Gundam Wing canon. And this just makes that, like, actually her inheritance. Yeah. I really enjoyed this mapping of the things. I have no actual plot or anything. I just really enjoyed that. Yeah. Happy holidays, you Anif.